USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports that suggest he intends to resign from Congress. Earlier today, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker earlier this week. McCarthy clarified that the reports are untrue, that he intends to serve until the end of next year, and he's going to run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the House. Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on felony gun charges. They contend that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that that agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Biden stated that his administration has created almost 14 million jobs since he took office. United Auto Workers leader Sean Fain is reporting progress in negotiations with General Motors. In an update Friday, he mentioned GM's significant strides in the bargaining process, stating they've surged ahead of the competition. However, the UAW's work stoppage has now extended beyond 3 weeks, and no tentative agreements have been reached with any of the big three automakers. Negotiations are underway to avert another 3-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. This worker on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling short-staffed.
The union says further strikes will take place if bargaining sessions don't yield results. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is weighing in on the upcoming Speaker of the House election.
Whomever the House Speaker is, I'm going to try to work with. They control half the Congress. And I'm going to try to work with them.
Speaking from the White House, he urged Congress to swiftly return to work to secure funding for the government and prevent a shutdown. Congress must pass funding legislation by mid-November. The House is in recess until a new speaker is elected, with the election slated for Wednesday. The scheduled televised forum showcasing candidates vying for the position of Speaker of the House has been canceled. Fox News initially announced the participation of Representatives Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, and Kevin Hearn, but it appears lawmakers have withdrawn from that event. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift. During an appearance on the Today Show this morning, she mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new, like, really? Yeah, it's I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe.
Yeah.
It's just really, really strange, but it's fun, it's a great ride.
However, when Savannah Guthrie inquired about a potential budding romance between her son and Swift, Donna Kelce refrained from sharing much, stating that it's still too early. A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues. Researchers from Wingate University discovered that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.